Welcome to Shomar Shov and the Daf Shir sponsor Lunishma Hassan B'Yakov Shom Leah Basitzchok. We're holding Bo'baso Daf Pidalit. The Gemara Mudalev speaks about the sun. The Gemara says that the sun is red. And even though it doesn't look to us red, only in the morning and in the evening, only right on sunset and sunrise, then it's red. But really it's red the whole time. Just it's something that our eye can't see the color of the sun during the day. There's a beautiful word that the Sefer Michtav Sofer writes. Michtav Sofer is the Divrei Torah of Reb Shimon Sofer, who was the son of the Chasam Sofer. He was a Rav in Krakow. And he comes and explains this Gemara as follows. He starts by saying, what's brought down in Medrash Rabbo, that Am Yisrael is called B'ni B'chayri Yisrael. Why B'chayri? Because B'chayri takes double. Am Yisrael talk Olam Hazeh and Olam Habo. That's the double. And the Medrash continues to say that that's why the Am Yisrael knows the Soyd HaLevono. In other words, it counts based on the moon, because the moon is always there. But the Umos HaOlam, they count Lechamo. They count the soul here. Why? The same way the sun is only in the day, so they are here only doing Olam Hazeh and not doing Olam Haba. So says the Michtav Sofer, you see from here that Umos HaOlam compared to the Chamo, to the sun. And the color red that our Gemara mentions is also Esav Kedua. Because Esav is called Edom, his name is Edom, and he eats, the tafshil they wanted to eat is also Edom, is red. So the red sun refers to Esav. Now says Michtav Sofer Dovah Niflo, it says like this. Esav, at the beginning of his journey, he was clear that he's coming to kill Yaakov. When they're still in the womb, the Esav is trying to kill Yaakov. Also in the end, when it comes right before B'yes HaMashiach, Esav will be the ones coming to kill Am Yisrael again. It's going to be clear that Esav is not really interested in our peace and pleasure. But in the middle, between the beginning and the end, there are times where it's not so clear that Esav is coming against us. People can think that Esav is really loving us. And that's the remez that when Esav meets Yaakov after he came to kill him, he kisses him. And the Gemara tells us that he really wanted to bite him. It looks like he's kissing, but Be'etzem, what he wants to do, he wants to hurt Yaakov. And this is the remnant to Esav of all the generations. Even when they look like they're their best friends, they still really what they want to do. Halacha yadua Esav soyne le'Yaakov. Inside the heart, they always hate us. So says the Michtav Sofer, that's the pshat in the Gemara. The sun represents Esav. Esav is red, and the red of Esav is the hatred that Esav has to come and kill Yaakov. In the beginning of the day and the end of the day, I mean, in the beginning of the process, the end of the process, it's clear. Beginning, when he starts, he searches for a body of Mekirbo. In the end, right before Mashiach comes, it's clear as well, they're coming to kill us. But in the meantime, in the doing the rest of the day, our eye is loy bari, as the Gemara says. It's not healthy enough, it's not sharp enough to see that it's really red. It doesn't look red, but it is really red. And he concludes and says, Yishinoh b'chol dor v'dor ha-kushbuchu matzilenu miyodom. And really, the point is, similar to what we learned in the Haggadah of Rabbi Bachano, in the name of the Maharsho, that sometimes the Yidin feel very comfortable in Golos. They feel that everything is great, we have good neighbors, we're living in peace, in prosperity, and they don't know that really it's only our eye which is not healthy, and we don't know that really the sun is red the whole time. This is the remez that we have in this Gemara, this is the beautiful word of the Michtav Sofer. Anyone want to join the Shomar Shova email list or what to go, please email shomarshova@gmail.com.